chosen a subject which is yiduah to everybody, so even if you don't know the Gemara, you'll be able to follow. I think you all know that Birchas Hamazon min HaTorah, v'chalpa v'sevotah v'rachta, and the Gemara says in Brachas dat mem tes, actually dat mem ches, on the base, and it goes on to mem tes, that there are three brachas in Birchas Hamazon, and this is the essential part of Birchas Hamazon. Hazon, v'chalpa v'sevotah v'rachta, zu Birchas Hazon. That's the first bracha. Hazan is hakayu. Es Hashem elekecha al ha'oretz ze birchas ha'oretz. Then comes the second bracha, which is birchas ha'oretz al ha'oretz al ha'mozay. And then hativo zu boini Yerushalayim. The chen ro'ime ha'or hativ ha'zev ha'vonayim. And this is referring to Yerushalayim. So you have three brachas min ha'tirah. Birchas Ha'aretz is the second bracha. And the Gemara says, when a person says Birchas Ha'aretz, he has to say Eretz Chemdo Tuvo Uchovo. Kol Shlo Oma Eretz Chemdo Tuvo Uchovo the Birchas Ha'aretz Lo Yotzi Vechavoche. So if a person would say Birchas Ha'aretz and he'd leave out Eretz Chemdo Tuvo Uchovo, then he's not used to the mitzvah, he's not used to the bracha b'rsoas, he'll have to start from the beginning again. And then the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, you've also got to mention in Birchas Ha'aretz, bris v'teira. Bris v'teira. Now, why do you have to mention bris v'teira? So, Rashi says, tzorich shiyaske bris v'birchas ha'aretz al yedei bris nosno l'avrom. But Parshas Mila, in the Brisbane Absorim, and there later in the Parshas Mila, it says, when Osati Bechol Zaracho Acharecho Es Eretz Mugurecho, through the Bris which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Abraham, there was Zeichet Eretz Chol. So in Birchas Ha'aretz, it's essential that one adds Bris. But Zor Shiyaske B'Teirah, because B'Zchus HaTeirah, they were Zeichet Eretz Yisrael. Laman tichyun urabisem uvosem v'yirishtem et ha'oret. So there's two halachos. Eretz chemdo teiro chavo, and the same is bris v'teiro, and bris has priority to teiro, in other words, soch shiyagdim bris v'teiro. And that's what we say. Al bris v'shecho tamtum v'sareinu, v'al peros v'shlu avutonu. Zog digam over. Kol shloi oma bris v'teira bebirchas ha'aretz lo yotzi yedei chavosai. If somebody left out bris and teira in birchas ha'aretz, he's not yotzi, it's the same. So if you've said birchas ha'aretz and you left that out, back to the beginning again, because you hadn't said the bracha of birchas ha'aretz. I had a kasha, and I've looked through many svarim to try and find this kasha. And I will tell you what the kasha is. It's a very simple kasha, but sotmigat this kasha. You know, I think you all know that besides Birchas Hamazon, there is a miniature Birchas Hamazon, which is called Me'en Sholosh. Now, Me'en Sholosh is the miniature three brachas of the Birchas Hamazon. Hazon, ala michio, ala kakolo, al tubas hasode. Eretz, Birchsoretz, Eretz Chemdo Tevo Chavo, and Boini Yerushalayim, Ubnei Yerushalayim, Yakosh Meher, Vyomeinu, Valeinu, Dosecha. Now, if you look in the Ma'en, a Ma'en has to have the essential parts of the Brocha in the Ma'en. Now, if you look at the Ma'en Sholesh, the Alamichio, you'll find Eretz Chemdo Tevo Chavo. You'll find Bona Yerushalayim, you'll find also Hazon, but there's one thing missing. Bris Vatera is no mention. Now, if Bris Vatera is an essential part of the Birchas Ha'aretz, and without Bris Vatera, you haven't said the Birchas Ha'aretz, so how can you have a Me'en of Birchas Ha'aretz without the Bris Vatera? Sure, all the rest you don't have to put in. that the Eretz Chem the Teva Chavo and the Brit for Teva, this should be in the Birchus Man, and it's not there. I looked for this Kasha, and I must tell you that I did eventually find this Kasha in the Brocha Meshuleshes, which is Shitma Kabet from Brochas, and he asked this Kasha. And he says the following, I said the Brocha Meshuleshes, that Bris V'Teira is not Makif. Although the Gemara says, Kol Shulay Omer, Bris V'Teira, Lo Yotzi Dechavosai, Lo Yotzi Dechavosai Min Amufcha. Over the Eved, you Yotzi without Bris V'Teira. In Me'en Sholosh, you only put those things in which are Ma'akev, but something Eretz Chem the Tevel Chov is a Ma'akev. Of a Bris V'Teira, although the Gemara said Ve'yotzi Ve'chavosai, the Gemara didn't mean you're not Yotzi. You're not Yotzi Minamufcha. And the Shitta says I bring your raya because it says in the Agodah state Kol Shlo Omer Shloish Dvor Mal Oluva Pesach Ve'yotzi Ve'chavosai Shtet in Ran Ve'yotzi Ve'chavosai Minamufcha. That means if you eat matzah and morah and Pesach and you didn't say the reasons for it, you also yotzadiz of the ram. I say lo yotzi dechavosa lo yotzi dechavosa min amufcha. Of the evidi yotzer. So here as well, where it says lo yotzi dechavosa, and therefore in a ma'en you only put things which are essential and which are integral to the bracha, and otherwise there's no bracha. As I said. You have a kash on that. I had a kash on it. If you look at the Me'en Sholosh, you'll find that when it's Chosh Chodesh, you say, B'zacheinu b'yoyim Chosh HaChodesh HaZeh. I think you all know that on Chosh Chodesh, if you left out Yalav Yoboy, Otodin, in Benji, you don't have to repeat. So it's not a ma'akim. So you see, even things which are not ma'akim, you put in the Me'en Sholosh. So even according to the shitter, which holds that it's not Akav, but in a man sholish, it should be there, like Yalav Yoba is there, number one. Number two, in Shulchan Aruch, in Rambam, all the Rishonim, state, Kol Shlo Omer, Bris V'Teir, Lo Yotzi V'Chavosai, you know, Yotzi, you've got to go back. I just read out Mechaber. Im Loi Hiske B'Vichas Ha'oretz Bris V'Teir, Apilo Loi Chisa Ele Echot Me'em, even if you left out Bris or Teira, Machzirin Oisoi. Why? Because the din is Loyotzi Dechavosai. This is basically the Kasha. And now I want to share with you a Teretz on this Kasha. And this is basically the Shia which I want to give here this morning. I'm going to quote another Gemara. Not difficult Gemara, so you don't have to worry, although I'm quoting a Gemara. There's a Shaila in the Gemara, in Brochus Dabchov Omer Beis, whether women a mechuyev in birchas hamozen min atyre or only mit rabbonim. Are other women a mechuyev in birchas hamozen? But is it biblical or is it merely rabbinical? Is it natura or mit rabbonim? So the Gemara mein abkemina. What's the difference if it's min atyre or mit rabbonim? So the Gemara mein abkemina. There's halacha. If somebody is mechuyev in a mitzvah, he can be moitzi somebody else. Lamashu. Two people ate a meal. One person can bench, the other person can listen, and he be yotza shemei koin, because the person who's saying it is moitzi him with his bracha. So the Gemara says the following: if women are mechuyev min atyre in birchas hamozen, then she can be moitzi a man. Why? Because she's mechuyev, he's mechuyev. Or if she's only mechuyev min rabbonon, the chol shein mechuyev v'dover ain't a moitzi acherim yidei chavosai. You can only be moitzi somebody if you are yourself mechuyev. But if you're not mechuyev min atyre, only mit rabbonim, you can't be moitzi somebody who is mechuyev min atyre. Therefore the Gemara said, dosi de napke minna. This is the napke minna between whether it's min atyre mit rabbonim. Why should women not be mechuyev in birchas hamozen? Mitzaseish hazman groma. Women are part of whom it's a face man come over. Birch Samoz, Nishka Mitzvah, whatever you eat, you've got to make Birch Samoz. Zog Tesis. The Shaila of the Gemara is, because in Birch Samoz we state Bris V'Teir. And women are not Mechuyiv in Bris, and they're not Mechuyiv in Teir. Limud Teir is not on women. So in Emerson Arayn, there's a part of the Birchus Hamozen which they're not mechuyik. So the Kleat Higemot Rashayla, as those of Tosus, could be because they're not mechuyik in Birchus Hamozen in Bris V'Teira, and therefore the Birchus Ha'oretz Nishkan Birchus Ha'oretz, Mamela they haven't got any brachas, nothing at all. Sigonish. So therefore they're not mechuyik in Ha'teira, and as they're not mechuyik in Ha'teira, only with the Rabbana. Or maybe Enochanama Bris V'Teira is not applicable to them, but the rest is all applicable to them, and therefore Hazon or Oretz without Bris V'Teira, and also Boini Yerushalayim and Mechuyim, and therefore they'll be Moitzu the men. And there is a shail in the Gemara. Is our Rabbi Kiva Eger on this Gemara, Gav Chof on the Dalav, where Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes a Hagor Sashri in Masechta Megillah, where the Agos Hashri Paskin Zalocha, women are Mechuyiv in Birchus Hamotin min Atur. Znishka Mitzah Seishat Mangrom, so the Mechuyiv min Atur. Yet, they can't be Moitzi men. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Tochken Eger the Gemara, the Gemara says quite clearly, if women are Mechuyiv min Atur, then they can be Moitzi men. So how can Agos Hashri Paskin them Mechuyiv, but they can't be Moitzi? Zogt Rabbi Kivega, Sanish Kinkash. Zogt Hate, Avada women are Mochuyiv min Atura, Birchus Hamozen. And Avada women can be Moitzi men, min Atura as well, Birchus Hamozen. I, Agos Hashri, said you can't. Zogt Hate, even if women are Mochuyiv min Atura, of a Brisko Shechosamto Bitsoreinu, Val Perosko Shri Madatonu, that part they're not Mochuyiv. So they say everything except al brischo shechosamto b'tzoreni v'yishav b'tzoreni, they haven't got a bris, val teroscho shli madatone, they haven't got mitzv limutayra. So what the Agos Hashri meant was the following: they can be moitzi the men with Azon, with Ha'oretz, with Boini Yerushalayim, but when it comes to al brischo shechosamto b'tzoreni, the man will have to say it himself. They can't be Yoitzu with a woman, because the woman's not mechuyiv in Bris Chosamta. So the Agos Hashri is not a stira to the Gemara. In fact, he compliments, he is matarish what the Gemara means. The Gemara means there can be moitzi, but there can be moitzi everything except a Bris Chosamta v'sareinu. So it'll be an interesting thing. The woman will say, after Hazan, she'll start saying no to the Chashem v'sareinu. And say, when she gets to Abrish Samtav Arena, she'll keep quiet, the man will say it himself, and then she'll go on, and he'll be moitzi the whole Birchus except that. So when the Hagot Hashri says she can't be moitzi, it means she can't be moitzi in the whole Birchus Hamozen with the Abrish Samtav. That he'll have to say himself. Don't answer Rabbi Kivek.
If you can say part of it, why can't you say all of it?
Who?
The man, if they can say
something. Yeah, a basenist. He doesn't know. He doesn't know the rest of the Birchus Hamozen, as Ashlamavu, although eventually always, but he doesn't remember any of them. So there we didn't say. Now, come to Chazanish, and the Chazanish picked a kash on Rabbi Kivega. I want to share this with you. Eyes in the kash. In Rit, in Brochus, the Rit says that although a person can be moitzi somebody else with a brocha, you can only be moitzi with a whole brocha. A half a brocha, you can't be moitzi. Now, let me give you an example. Lavoshu, Rache. Rache, no, Hashem, Elokeinu, Al Yisrael, Amecha. Two people are going on away. They haven't got a siddur, Domnish convention, and one says to the other one, we've got a bench. Obechkenish, Rache, I don't know it. Zog the first one to the second one, I know the half of Rache. And the second one says, oh, Tzu Felix, the last part I also know. So, you do the first half and I'll listen. I'll do the second half and you'll listen. Stay in Rif, you can't do that. So, Mea Kohen on a brocha is only on a whole brocha. On a half a brocha is Nisho. Now, this halacha in brochas. The Moshe, I know, people listen to Megillah Sester, they have a Megillah, and sometimes they don't hear words and they say themselves. I Shemei Kohen a bit. Nah, that's only in brochas. Of in Kriyas. Hatoyr or the Kriyas Megillah, Havara you can be Yoitza even a bit. Of in Brocha state in Rif, you cannot be Yoitza a half a Brocha. Freit the Chazadish of Rabbi Kivega. What happened here? The woman says, Neid elecho Hashem lekein al yisrael amecho v'shaim adai. Neid elecho. And it goes on. Yeah? And then it gets to Avritzcho samti b'sreinu. The man says it. So a half a brocha, she said. The other part of the brocha, he said. Of them in Ishto can Shemir koina. There's no Shemir koina. So how can Rabbi Kiva Eger say this? So the Chazon Ishtok, he can zog na teretz of the kash of Rabbi Kiva Eger. The woman can only say Hazon and Boy Mi Yerushalayim. But her other, she won't be upset. All that he left to say by himself. And that will be a teretz on the Agos Hashri. The Gemara, when the Gemara says you can be Moisi, a woman can be Moisi, a man, that means the two brachas, Hazon and Boini Yerushalayim, of Alo Oretz, Kemeni Shetzer sign. Why? Because it's a half brocha, you can't go and do half brochas for one another. There the man will have to say it himself. Or the Rabbi Kivege state Mishnah say. And Rabbi Kivege says quite clearly that a woman can say the whole of Bichas Oretz, except Al Brishra Samson Redi, which she has to say. So the Chazanish said, Tzolchi and Golub. This is the Kasha. And here, on these two kashas, I want to give a teretz. I want to give a teretz. And I think this teretz will answer both kashas, and it will also give a new insight in men, in miniature brochas. I just want to give you for your information. There are another two miniature brochas, which you all know. One is called Me'en Sheva. You know what Me'en Sheva is? Morgan others. You know Shabbos? In the tefillah of Shabbos, how many brachas are there? 7 brachas. 3 at the beginning, 3 at the end, the normal, Morgan Abraham, Chaim Esim, Rokel HaKodesh, and then at the end, the 3, Moedim, Konel Ha'idus, Sholem, and then in the middle, Makadish for Shabbos. And Chazal were Mesakim Friday night, because at that time there were Torahs, they couldn't daven publicly, so they daven a kitzur of others, and they daven Morgen of. Now Morgen of others is a miniature of 7 brachas. You look at the Morgen of others, you see Morgen of others, Mechai Mason, Mechai Mason, it goes through all the brachas of the Friday night Shmoneh Esrei. There's another man. What's the next man? Me'en Shmoneh Esrei. I don't really want to tell you this. Me'en Shmoneh Esrei is the kitzur of Shmoneh Esrei. Shukhan Ol, Shem Shukhan Ol. If you're in a hurry, and for one reason or another, you can't stay for the whole, or you can't say the whole Shmoneh Esrei, there's a Kitzur Shmoneh Esrei. The first 3 brachas you have to say, the last 3 brachas, but then there's a bracha which encapsulates from Atochone until the end of Shema Kaleinu. And that bracha is called Habineinu. Habineinu. And it's a Gemara in brachas, it's a Mishnah. You don't know any brachas, it's a Mishnah. I must tell you that in the singer's prayer book, it's not Abinadu. Yeah? Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Me'en Shmoneh Esrei. Zog the Gemara say. So what do you say? You say Abinadu, Lodas, Umoil, Lovenu, Lirosecho, Tisachlonu. Everything is encapsulated in that book. Zog the Gemara. Abinadu, you can only say the whole year round, except Moitzi Shabbos. Moitzi Shabbos, Moitzi Yontif, you can't say Abinadu. Like, well, I can't say Abinadu. Ah, so the well, Moitzi Shabbos, you've got to say Atochoin Anton. Now, you can't stick Atochoin Anton in the Abinadu. So the Gemara said, why not? So the Gemara, Sakashi for the Gemara. The Gemara says, look, the Nichvel of Bechlal Abinadu, let's put the Atochen Antonu in the Habineinu and say Amar Ben Kodesh Tachol. Oh, you don't have to say the whole Atochen Antonu, but you could say the ikar of it and stick in the Habineinu. So the Gemara Kasha, and the Gemara Blat Akasha. Oh, but the din is correct, you know, from Akasha Shlap Manish, and if it says Chufa, there's something else. You have to wait for Eliyahu Hanavi. Oh, but Akasha is Akasha. Oh, but the din is the din. Habineinu, you can say the whole year round, except Moitzi Shabbos, Moitzi Yom. Kommt der Rabbeinu Yoyne at the back of the Gemara. I once heard this from Rabbi Leib Gubitz, der Tzadik Lebrocha, a Hezra in Rabbeinu Yoyne. Rabbeinu Yoyne said, the Gemara say Kasha, aber Kasha, da besung hat Herz. So Rabbeinu Yoyne, ich will besung hat Herz. So da sei, in a miniature Brocha, like Main Cholish, Main Sheva, Main Shwene Isra, is up there. You only insert those parts which are brocha, a brocha. But something which is not a brocha, but is Sama Haskora, you've got to mention it, there you don't put it in a man. So Rabbi Yonah say, Ato Chayn Antonu is not a brocha. Da Mavil Ben Kodesh Lechol. That's not a brocha. You don't say in the Shmari, Ezra Brocha Hatta Hashem, Hamadim Ben Kodesh Lechol. You say Brocha Hatta Hashem Chayn Adot. So the brocha is Ato Chayn. Only Chazalom Gezog, you mean that, Sabdol Min Ayin, so you stick the Haskora of Havdola in the brocha of Atochene. Over the brocha is Atochene. The Havdola, Atochene and Tolu, is merely a haskora to mention Havdola. But it's not a brocha. Anything which is not a brocha cannot be inserted into a ma'en. A ma'en is ma'en brochas, or manishka ma'en haskoras. It's a ma'en brocha. So the Rabbeinu Yonah, as is the husband, Rabbeinu Yonah says that if we would insert it, it would seem to imply there's a brocha of Atochen Antonu, Hamazid and Goy Shachoyl. Zishtar Zabroch. Therefore, you don't insert it, and therefore, you can't put it in Abinenu. If you can't put it in Abinenu, what are you going to say? So you're going to say, Long Shmoine Esra, and then put the Haskore. As there is a Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, I'm going to go a bit slow. If that is so, I'm going to ask you a question. Now this kasha, we break of Chaim Brisker. Chaim Brisker break the kasha. If Rabbeinu Yonah is richtig, that you can't say in a ma'en, you can't go and put something which is merely a skorah, and it's not a brocha, to break the kasha. Ala michyo is ma'en sholish. So you put everything in brocha. Hazon, Oret, Boini Yerushalayim, they're all in. But there's also Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov and Shabbos. Now when it comes to Shabbos, what do you say? Well, the same Achri say we have a Shabbos has it. Rosh Chodesh, Zochein of Yom, Rosh Chodesh has it. Yom Tov, you mentioned the Yom Tov. There's no bracha for Shabbos. You don't say in the middle of let's say, Baruch Chata Hashem, the Kaddish for Shabbos. By Rosh Chodesh, you don't say, Baruch Hashem, Kaddish Kodoshim. And Yom Tov, you also don't say. So how do you insert in the Me'en Sholosh, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, and Yom Tov, it's not a brocha. So you see, the klal of Rabbeinu Yonah is not richtig. One kasha. The gebrek noch a kasha. If you take the Alamichyo and you look at the Me'en Sholosh, it's not the same as the Birch Samozin at all. I'll tell you why. When do you say, let's say, Yalavi Yoboi in Birch Samozin? Before Bnei Yerushalayim or after Bnei Yerushalayim? Before, because you say the bracha of Chata Hashem, Boi Neva Rachma Vishloim Amen. After, let's say, after Yalav Yoblet. Let's have a look at the Me'en Sholosh. When do you say in the Me'en Sholosh? When do you say let's say Bachli Tzeni Miyom Shabbos Hazeh? After you finish the Bnei Yustad, Bnei Yustad, yeah, could make of any of Alenu, the Seich, the Sumchen, the Yonah, the Eich, the Bill, the Isma, the Tuba, and then suddenly at the end, we could have said, say, after Bnei Yushalayim, doesn't fit in. Or the Briskerov, the Zotate, yeah, that's not mine, that's the Zot Briskerov, the Pchai, because look, I say, you're quite right, Yalavi Yoboi, Ritzei and Yalavi Yoboi is only Askora, and there's no mention in Alamichio. And therefore, before Bnei Yerushalayim, there's no mention, because that's all Askoras. Afterwards, you do say, let's say, Zogdez Fan Alocha Gemor in Brochus. If a person forgot, and he did not say Yalavi Yoboi, or Ritzei, let's say Ritzei. He didn't say Ritzei, and he said, O Bnei Yerushalayim, Yakut Merv Yameinabo, Chato Hashem, Boine, Barachma, Vishloam, Amen. Hui! Ich hab vergessen Ritzei. What's it then? You make a bracha. You know what the bracha is? Baruch Chato Hashem, Elekein, Umelech, Ho'ilom, Asher Nosen, Shabbosos, Limnucho, La'am, Yisrael. Baruch Chato Hashem, Mekadish, HaShabbos. If you forgot, Yalav Yoboi, exactly the same. There's a brocha out of, as long as you haven't started, Elokeinu Abiyu Makeinu Barayu, if you haven't started the next bracha, you can make a bracha there for Rosh Chodesh, for Shabbos, for Yom Tov. Keneged this bracha, hat man masaken gewein in the Me'en Sholosh, hat man masaken gewein, or the Tzeva, actually tell you where Shabbos is there. It's keneged a bracha. Or keneged the Ratzei in the Yalavi Yovoi, that's Haskorah. Haskorah you don't, in Haskorah you don't mention. And with that he answered another question. In Birch Samotin, on Purim and Hanukkah you say, Alanisim. Why is there no mention of Hanukkah and Purim in the Ve'en Sholosh? But the Brisker of Gezog Poshet, because there's no bracha. But Hanukkah and Purim don't have a bracha, it's Haskorah. Haskorah you don't mention in Mehens. And therefore in the Aramichio, you won't find a mention of Hanukkah and Purim. Shabbos, Chosh Chodesh, and Yom Tovim, there is taka no bracha, it's Haskorah. Of a Zohar bracha nachmanu Yerushalayim, before you've started on the Keno Vilmakenu, there's a bracha, can I get this bracha from the Masakim Gremlin? Thus, of Gazog to Briskabot. If that is so, I'm coming back to my original Kashi. Nechala Usneiden a Ramba. Interesting Ramba. Birchus Ha'oretz. So the Rambam page says, Kol shloi oma eretz chendo tuv o chovo v'bichus ha'oretz lo yotzi yidei chavosa. So the statement goes on. Nachdem zog the Rambam, v'tzorich lahazkir bris v'teuro. U lahavdim bris v'teuro. Now, then a funny lotion, so the case of Mishnah said, why did he say v'tzorich? You should say, Kol shloi oma bris v'teuro lo yotzi yidei chavosa. The same as he says, eretz chendo tuv o chovo. And I like to talk here. And I want to say here, Chiddush. Bris v'teira is taka lo yotzi dechavosin. You go back to the beginning. Now here, I'd like to clear shaila. The fact that you have to go back to the beginning does not imply that bris v'teira is an integral part of the bracha. The bracha bichus ha'oretz is eretz chendo tovo chovo al ha'oretz al ha'mos. Bris v'teira is not part of the bracha. If you left out bris v'teira, you've said the bichus ha'oretz. Only chazal or masakin grain, as eretz Yisrael was only given through bris v'teira, there's a chiyuv haskore of bris and teira in bichus ha'oretz. But bris v'teira is not a bracha; it's a chiyuv haskara in birchas ha'oretz. And if you left it out, you're mechuyev to go back in order to be maske bris v'teira in birchas ha'oretz. The birchas ha'oretz, maybe you've already been yosef, birchas ha'oretz, but you haven't been yosef that chiyuv of mentioning bris v'teira in birchas ha'oretz. So you'll have to repeat the Birchas Ha'oretz in order to be able to say the Bris V'Teira. I'll give you an example. If somebody forgets Yalla V'Yovah and Shemana Esra on Rosh Chodesh, so the din is you've got to repeat the Shemana Esra. Rishonim say that Yalla V'Yovah is not the integral part of the Bracha. It's not part of Shemana Esra. It's a Chiyuv Lahaskir Rosh Chodesh B'Tfilah. You've been Yoitzah the Shemana Esra. You didn't say Yalvi Yovel, be Yoitzah Shemana Esra, but you've left something out. Chazal u'machayv yu lahaskir Rosh Chodesh b'tfilah. Repeat the tfilah kadei lahaskir Rosh Chodesh. Here's the same Akdorah. The Rambam, when the Rambam brings the Alocha in Yad, the Rambam is gitaros the essence of Bris V'Teira. On Eretz Chendo Tovo Chovo, he says, Lo Yotzi Dechavosa, because that is an integral part of Birchas Ha'oretz. Without that, you haven't said Birchas Ha'oretz. When it comes to Bris V'Teira, he doesn't say Lo Yotzi Dechavosa, but Tzorech Lahatzki Bris V'Teira, because Bris V'Teira is not the Birchas Ha'oretz. Bris V'Teira is merely a Chiyuv Askora B'Shanas Birchas Ha'oretz. And in actual fact, the Rambam took this from a Gemara. Because this Gemara, when the Gemara talks about Bris V'Teira, the Gemara says here, Nochem Azokan Oimer, Tzorich Shiyazkir Boi Bris. Rab Yossi Oimer, Tzorich Shiyazkir Boi Teira. Yeah, later the Gemara says, Kol Shlo Oma Bris V'Teira, Lo Yossi Dei Chavosa. Lo Yossi Dei Chavosa, V'Chiyo V'Askara. Aber a broche nicht da. Bris Veteure is not an integral part of the broche. Bris Veteure is a chiu vaskorah b'shaas b'chus ha'oret. The b'chus ha'oret is a retchem d'otei b'ochovo. And I have a rai of the Mishnah Berurah. I'm going to bring you a rai. In Mishnah Berurah steht, if somebody has forgotten b'chus ha'oret, mach sire neuse. Sogt it Mishnah Berurah asay. Now I think you know this thing. In Machaber steht, if a person davens Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh and is left out, yalla b'yobay. And it says in Sefer Zevah, and any b'shuv chalitiyah b'rachmim, Baruch ato Hashem, hamachzir shchinose letziyot. Ui, ich hab vergessen yalla b'yobay. What's it then? You say yalla b'yobay then. Actually put it up. If you forget Yalav Biyobah in Shemoneh Esrei and you haven't started Moedim, you're still in Avodah, then you can say Yalav Biyobah on the spot. Good, the Mishnah Berurah thinks that the Mishnah Berurah is a klal ochaz on Mishmach Nazeh, but nevertheless in Machaber Shteit Hazeh, in Machaber Shteit Zot the Mishnah Berurah. The same thing would be if somebody left out Habrischa Shechotamtu B'Tzareinu Ba'Tzoroshim Adonai, he said Baruch Ata Hashem Ala Oret Ala Modem. Ui, forget me, Habrischa Teure Habrischa Shechotamtu B'Tzareinu Ba'Tzoroshim Adonai. As I state in Shahab Fiyum Dabke Keshenizke Acha Shehizke Rachim Deloi Odiv Me'askoros Yale V'Yoboi. The Yochel, before he starts Rachem, he can still say Abrischa and come to the Serena. He does a sefer from a Litvische Godel, but Ariye Pomeranzig, he wrote a sefer called Emek Brocha, and he prayed Takashok Mishnah Berurah, how are you talking? So the, just imagine, somebody said, Eretz Chem Dotei Bochovo, fine, yes. But he forgot Eretz Chem Dotei Bochovo, and he's already said, Baruch Hato Hashem, Alo Oretz Haramotem. Can you say now, Eretz Chem Dotei Bochovo? About an issue, finish the bracha. It's after they did already. Get, what were you going to start saying now, the bracha? You finished the bracha. So the same as you can't say, Eretz Chem Dotei Bochovo, so to Bris Vatoira, how can you say Bris Vatoira? So to Yalla B'Yobay, Yalla B'Yobay, so that's not part of the bracha. Yalla B'Yobay, it's Askora. As long as you haven't started Moedim Hoidora, you're still in Aboida, you can say Kemazogan Yalav Yobah. Over here, over Mishnah Berurah state, you can't say it. But the Mishnah Berurah have gelernt that there's a basic difference in din, in lamdus, between Brisvat Torah and Eretz Chem Dotei. Eretz Chem Dotei Chova is the bracha. You finish the bracha, you've had it. You better go back to the beginning. Over Brisvat Torah is not the bracha. It's a chiyuv haskara of bris and teira when you say the birchas ha'oretz. As long as you haven't started going to Yerushalayim, that means rachim, you can still say a bris ha'shechasam to b'tzareinu. That's the Rambam. This is the Rambam. The Rambam's shitty is there's a basic difference in lomdus between bris v'teira and eretz chemdo. Eretz chemdo is the broch itself. This is the integral part of the brocha. Bris v'teira is not a brocha. Bris v'teira is a chiyuv lahaskir bris v'teira when you say birchas ha'oretz. If that is so, I'm going to preempt all kashas. Let's go back first of all to the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish of Tarei. The husband says, or the man, the woman says, noy delecho. And when she gets to bris v'teira, she's quiet. You say it now, so the man has to say, Abrish, come to the Sereid. Pray to Chazanish, Chahat Habrocha. How can you make Shavir Kohen a half brocha? The Tarasnish can half a brocha. She said the whole brocha, as of the Askorah. To say the Askorah, Shavir Kohen is a locha in a ganze brocha. She said the whole brocha. Because Bris Vatera is not part of the brocha. Bris Vatera is merely Askorah. The Askorah you can say. Therefore, it's not a stira to the Rib. The Rib said a half a brocha you mustn't say, or a ganze brocha. And the chiyuv askore, he says, dos kemazom. If that is correct, I'll fan for the kasha as well from which are asked from Alamichio. Why is there no mention of Alamichio on Bris Vatero? Tell us Boshu. Because Alamichio is a Ma'en. And in a Ma'en, you only mention Brochus. Bris Vatero nishkan Brocha. Bris Vatero is a Chiyub Haskorah. Haskorahs are not mentioned in a Ma'en. And therefore, there's no mention of Bris Vatero in Alamichio. I think this answers all the kashas, and therefore let me just end. I just want to end. Maybe I've still got a couple of minutes. Yeah, I just want to end one more. Rashi zok, Rashi. So Rashi I say, tzorech shiyaske boy bris v'teiro, or tzorech lahavdim bris v'teiro. So Rashi, what do we say? We say al brischo shechosamto b'psareinu. Val Teiros Choshli Madatonu, Val Chaim Chaim Vachesed Shchein Antonu. But my God, we can't have Chaim Chaim Vachesed. Who's talking about Chaim Chaim? We're talking about Bris V'Teiro. Rashi wants to say, you have to say Bris V'Teiro, and you have to be Magdi Bris V'Teiro. So Rashi, Al Bris V'Teiro, Sam Tzorein, Val Teiros Shem Atonu. Who's that? Nay. Al Chaim Chaim Vachesed Shchein Antonu. How does Chaim Chaim Vachesed Shchein Antonu? Like Hazuk Nabo, Nishkan Alocha. Aber ich habe das Emes. Bris für Teure, when we talk about Teure, we don't mean Stam, you can learn Teure. Oder man darf halten die Bris von der Kudosh Baruch Hu mit Klal Yisrael. Nein. Bris für Teure, das ist ein Chelik vom Leben. If a person doesn't have Teure, if a person is not doppelte Teure, a Mensch lernt nicht Teure. Und nicht schön, der Teure und Mitzvahs, ist not Pshat, he's lost Schmiras HaMitzvah, he's lost Teure. Verloren ein Stück Leben. Al Chayim, Chayim, Vacheschen, Antonu, ist ein Teilchen Bris für Teure. Fayid, without Teure, ist nicht gelebt. There's an interesting Rambam. In Rambam steht in Hilchus Reutzeach, if a Reutzeach Bishkoge is sent to an Oren Miklot, steht, dass er nehmt der Rebbe euch. He's got to take his Rebbe. Why? Weil steht der Chayim bei ihm. Because the Torah says, Ovidle Midah the Chiyusa. You've got to give him a Leben. A Leben on a Rebbe? Is doch nicht kein Leben. So the Rambam. V'chaye Bale Chochmo Uma Vaksheho. The life of Bale Chochmo Vaksheho. Beli Torah. Kemisahim Chashuvim. Doch sie nicht gelebt. Doch sie teut. Steht doch V'chaye Bohem. So you've got to give him the Rebbe, while the Rambam said, oh, the Rebbe, oh, Limu Teire, that he not gelebt. I have also heard from Pony Vezhirov, he said, Teich in the Rambam. A person who is Heurek Bishkog is Chayv Golus. So the Chayv Golus, but not Chayv Misa. Never you've got to send him the Rebbe. But on Teire, and on Bris, on the Bris, zwischen Kval Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shoyram, that's not you've lost Teire and you've lost Bris. But you've lost a stick leben. And therefore it says in Rashi, Abrish Samtum Yisraelim Vatarosh Shem Atonu, Val Chayim Chayim Vorcheset Shchein Atonu, Dos is Chayim. Bris and Teure, Dos is Chayim. And all I say to you is, that you've been here, you've now instituted Mezaplan and Teure, Nu, Boch Hashem, this starts the day in the right way, and he missed Shem B'shchutz HaTeiro, so I'm a Zeich HaZayim Tachem to Yeshua Sinechomet, and I'm a Zeich HaZayim Begorob to the richtige Simcha from Binyin Yerushalayim, from Mashiach Tzidkei.